Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 21st, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy, a Sinsinawa Dominican sister. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor, and lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is Light and Darkness.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you and has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. I will remove disaster from among you, so that none may recount your disgrace." The Word of God. The powerful scriptural images given for our prayer and reflection this Advent are those of a new creation, where all share in bounty, right relationship, and peace. They are very significant in the context of our present time in history. Today in the Northern Hemisphere, we are experiencing the winter solstice, when we receive the shortest amount of sunlight and the longest amount of darkness in a 24-hour period. After this event, our days gradually lengthen, with more light emerging. Also, the O Antiphon for today calls out to God as radiant dawn. We stand together in the darkness of war and suffering, while awaiting the promises of peace, healing, and abundance that have directed our prayer and reflection during this Advent. Darkness and light symbolize the struggle we hold and the promise that in Jesus, the light overcomes our sinfulness and creates a new time for all. This is what we believe. This is what we preach. I believe that Advent is an important time to look deeply into our faith and commitment to the truth of the good news. Throughout the ages, people have always struggled with good and evil, violence, and the hope of peace. We hold these realities together, moving toward the victory of light in Emmanuel, God with us. As we come to the close of this year's season of Advent, I wish to offer you some words from Scripture for your reflection. May they strengthen and enliven you with blessing. Comfort my people and tell them that their time of suffering is ended. Behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us." The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We saw his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. So we pray, O radiant dawn, root us in your steadfast love, anchor us in your faithful promises, hold us and all who weep throughout this holy season, shelter and sustain us with healing and hope. Amen.